Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Vav Amid Beis. Five lines up from the bottom, by Tana Rabbanan. Just one ha'ara, I read it quickly yesterday, just to read it again, just to realize the beauty of it. Amalek Simen, we mentioned, was the Simen that's only one time in Shas, where you have such an idea. We have Simanim all over Shas, but here we have Amalek used as the Simen, the mnemonic to remember. And it's interesting that usually we say we don't want to mention Amalek. Timcha Ezecher Amalek is what we usually say. Rabbi Yaakov Emden makes this comment, but he has an interesting way of reading and how to understand. Says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden here, right, it's a chiddush to say that we have to remember. Ulai matzu lo remez, maybe they found a hint. B'may desayim kra lo tishkach. The pasuk says, as we know, remember lo tishkach, the last two words of Parsha Zachar. Shetevas lo mufsekes b'tam tibcha. We know the Tameh Hamikra, what we call the trup, goes way back, all the way to Ezra HaSofer. And earlier, the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim. So every time, you know, the Ta'amim aren't just a tune for us to lane with, but they tell us something, like where the different breaks are. The Esnachta, for example, is besides the Sof Pasuk, but the Esnachta is the strongest break in the Pasuk. But a Tibcha is also a break. So it's Lo, Tishkach, so that means that there's a little break. So what does that mean, a little break? So you read a Lo Tishkach, don't forget. But he quotes, Lahoros, Sheyish bo makom gam l'shechacha. So Lo Tishkach, that's the Pashas, but also once in a while, Lo, comma, Tishkach. It's separated. And he says, Dugma lazeh darshu b'sefer ha-Zohar, ba'asharash ha-basaras ha-dibros. The Zohar and the Asaras Dibros quotes that the once in a while, even though usually it's Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tenaf, Lo Tignov, Lo Tirtzach. Don't murder, but lo, Tirtzach, if Bezin has to put somebody to death, so that's why there's a break between lo and Tirtzach. So he suggests, maybe here too, here it's lo Tishkach, but sometimes Tishkach. Forget the mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek by schlepping him to the base of Medrash and using him for Kedusha. Ulahatir ulahishtamish bo lo'ukme agirsa. And this is to allow to use him for learning. Tekoma da'asa rachman ashari, equals the Gemara in Chulin, where Rav Nachman's wife asks him, you know, everything is, for everything us from the Torah, there's something that's mutter, right, for Grusha B'chayav, and Eishas Ach, and Basa B'chalav. She says, I wanted to taste Basa B'chalav. And he says, okay, taste the udder of the animal. That everything that's mutter, everything that's us in the world, there's something mutter in the world. That's the Gemara in Chulin Kuftes. So he says, maybe this is the similar idea. So usually you have to forget and push away Haman, and here you bring him in. L'hachnas So that's an allusion, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the lo tishkach, maybe that's where Chazal got it from, in this source of Amalek Simen. Okay, we continue now. Tanu Rabbanan, five lines up from the bottom. So the sugyas that we have been talking about the past couple of days, since we had the statement of Shmuel, where Shmuel said on, even before Shmuel, I'm sorry, Tanur Rabbanan, we had the Brisa on Mem Gimel on the base that spoke about when are you allowed to testify on behalf of your property that belongs to someone else. When are you considered a Nogea Bedavar or not? Daf Mem Gimel was the Sugya of Nogea Bedavar. Is there a chilik between the Karka and the Metaltalin? What about to be Mamid Karka Befnei Balchovo? Right, these are the Sugyas that have come up the past couple of days. So now we continue that discussion. So Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara, Arev Meir Lolove. An arev, a cosigner, meaning if the lovik cannot pay back, the malvik can come to me. I guarantee the loan. So can I testify on the lovik's behalf that this property belongs to the lovik? You might think not. What do you mean? If the malvik can only go, is going to come to me if he doesn't go to the lovik, so that I'm an okay bedavar. I want this lovik to have this property. But the Gemara says the Anarv is allowed to. Me'el lovet, why? V'hudi islay ara achrisi. As long as the lovet has other property, so it's too far removed. If the lovet loses all of his other property, then the Arev is going to be able to come to me. That's too many chashos away, and therefore that's not called a nogea b'davar. Remember, we had a couple of days ago, the Ksos pointed out that by nogea d'rabbanans, where there's some type of hana'a, but it's not direct. I'm stealing, I'm making money directly. All of these nogea b'davar d'rabbanans, so then we have kulas where it's not as direct as as others. We had a couple of days ago. So here too, as long as he doesn't have other properties, that's not considered direct enough. We're not choshesh for the future possibilities. You see, the Rashbam says fifth to last medium line. V'haleka lemeimar. You don't want to think that this is on his mind, that the Arev is happy, that he wants the Lova to have a lot of property. Let's say there's going to be a different one creditor that's going to take this property of the Lova, another one take this property of the Lova, then eventually he's going to go to the Arev. Who? No, don't worry about that. To Kule Hai Lo Chayish. He has five properties now, and you're testifying about one of them. We don't have to be worried that the other four are going to be taken at some point in the future. Shema lo yifra alove bizmano. V'im tips alom lo yifra. Shema yavam alva achar v'yigve. Right? So many chashos. Shnei chashos lo chayish, and therefore it's not called a nogeya be'edus. So that is number one. So an arif can testify on behalf of the love, as long as the love has other properties. Viter. Malve meir lo love. A malve. So you might say this is even more direct now. A malve wants to collect from the love. So a malve can be made from the love. Also, v'huda islay arachrisi. Same type of idea. Because so many chashos, I'm not considered an ogeh b'davar in that case, same idea. Too many chashos, there are going to be other balichovos that come, and then you're not going to have anything else to pay back. I don't have to worry about that. V'huda islay arachrisi. Fine. Lokeach Rishon Meir Lokeach Shady. So now we're talking about the Lokuchos. That if the creditor comes and I have the Mishubadim and I have what you have sold, so what if we know that we learned before a person cannot collect from Mishubadim unless there are no B'nei Chorin, if there's no property that the Lova still has. But if the Lova sells four different properties, you go last first. The last one that he sold is the one that he had last as B'nei Chorin. So you might say that an earlier buyer also has a vested interest in a later buyer. Because if the later buyer doesn't have property, then he's going to keep going back, and his property might be taken. So again, the Braisa says, a Lokeach Rishon can also testify on behalf of the Lokeach Sheni, meaning to say that this was the guy's property, and therefore that's what's going to be taken before my property. As long as there is other property that the Lova has. Tosfos leaves Mitzarachi, and on the bottom Tosfos, Lokeach Rishon, Lokeach Sheni. Kashal Rashba, Amaylo Kamar, Lokeach Meir Lamocher. What do you have to say, for the Lokeach Sheni, there's an even bigger Chiddush. So why can't he testify for the seller himself, like the Malve for the Lova? The Lokeach for the Mocher, that I know this was his, V'hu Disle Arach Risi. Tosfos does not answer that question. He just says, I wonder whether that would be true or not. The Ksos in Siman Lama Zion quotes this Tosfos that says in Achinami, I think it would be true. Let me find the... I'm going to bring the Ksos in the end. The Ksos says that it would be able to be testified. He says in the Chinami, he goes through why. Here it is. Says the Ksos. He goes to Tosfos. V'dira liyashev. Delokeach eino meir lomocher. At the beginning, first he says. Afilu isle arach risi. Delokeach would not be able to testify. That's left out. Why? To ha'ara achrisi hu b'chdesha yielo achraya shalo amalachul. He says, if he has other property, that is just enough to have the achrayas to be chal on all his property. V'im kein achrayas halokeach al hamocher hu davar she'in lo kitzva. Du'ulai yala hashavach alafim. Im kein afilu yesh lomocher elef sados. Nefesh halokeach lo tamalei du'ulai yala shivcha b'yoser. The lokeach, if we remember, could invest and improve this property as much as he wants, and he's going to get paid back for it if it's taken. Right? The shevach. So, says the Ksos, I think that's too direct. By Lokeach Rishon to Lokeach Sheni, the Lokeach Rishon owes nothing directly to Lokeach Sheni. It's all through the Mocher / Love. That's why it's going to be indirect. But here, as much as I put into this property, the Lokeach, if it's eventually taken from me, you, the Love, are going to have to pay me back. Says the Ksos, that's too direct. There's no limit. Well, what did we say before? I only owe Sada A. So if there are four of the Sados, I don't have to worry about it. But here, I could directly do something that you will owe me even more. And therefore, the Ksos says, that's why the Gemara doesn't say it. Do la yalashiv chob yoser, do davar she'en lo kitzva. O mishim hachi, ribui Sados, kol ma de'efshar, nichale arach risi. V'chulu, and he continues, and that's why he says, in Tosfos' case, it would not be good. Okay. Continuing. So far we've had the Arev and the Malveh and the Lokeach Rishon. Next, Kablon. Amri la meid va amri la eino meid. What does a kablon mean in this context? Kablon means different things in different gemaras. Here, machlokas the Rashbam and the Rimigash. It's also a type of arev, but exactly how does it work? The Rashbam here says on top, arev kablon shekibel hamaus miyodo shel malveh v'nasan liyodo shel loveh. You need money. I went to the Malveh to convince him to give you a loan. So I got the money from you, for you, from the Malveh, and then I gave it to you. And in that circumstance, the Malveh is allowed to go to me first, even without going to you. Usually by a regular Arev, he's just a backup. Right, he's as the main sugis of Arev are the last two daf in Bava Basra, all the way at the end, Kufayin Vav. All those sugis, Kufayin Hey, Kufayin Vav. That's where the sugis come up of Arev, based on the pasuk by Yehuda Anochi Ervenu. But there are different types of Arev. But the basic type of Arev, he's just saying, if you don't have enough money, I'll pay back. But some types of Arev, can you even go directly. So this is one of them, a kablon, even without going to the Loveh. So you might think here it's worse. Here, he's not just a nogeh b'davar indirectly, it's more direct. So that's the Rashbam. So the Arev got the money and they gave it to the Loveh. The Rimigash says no. It's just, the Loveh got it directly, but it's still a type of Arev that one could go, directly directly to the Arev. That's the common denominator. Either way, Amri la meyed v'Amri la einu meyed. Some say good and some say not. He cannot testify. Amri la meyed k'Arev dami. Some say meyed, cause he is like an Arev, even though the Malveh might could be able to come to him directly. Still, we consider it a nogeya bedaver, not a direct hana'a. V'yamri la, eino meyed. And the other opinion says, no, can't be made here. Denichale delevi biyade travaihu. Because the Arev, even if he testifies, the Malveh can still come to him first. So why is it such a chshash mishaker? No. I still want him, the Loveh, to have more properties. Why? Because then there's a chance that he won't collect from me. Because he'll have more choice of properties, says the Rashbam. He wants to make sure he leaves Beinonis in the hands of the Loveh, because that's what he's probably going to collect. Right, they have in the middle of Rashbam, about the sixth skinny line. Hilka, havi no geya be'edus. Di lo havi lo lova beinanis. If the lova wouldn't have beinanis, lo ligvi malve elami beinanis to kablon. Right, because he would go straight to the beinanis of the kablon. To hachi havi dina. To lachoman de boy tava bereisha. Ava ba'arev stam lechalame merhachi. But a regular arev not, because by a regular arev, as we said earlier, you cannot go to the arev unless the lova has nothing. Doesn't matter, just beinanis. Even Ziburis, if the Loveh has, then you can't go to the Arev. That's what the Rashbam says. It's about the issue of leaving him Beinonis. The Ritva says, you don't have to say Dafka Beinonis, you could just say any property. This Malveh, he has certain interests. Some people want Ziburis if it's in a certain place. Some people want less Idis. Whatever, you don't have to say Beinonis. Any type of field, if the Arev is going to be collected from first, potentially, as a kablon, so that he can testify about whatever type of field the other person has. He cannot testify, according to this day of Eino Meid, because he's a Nogei Abadavar. Pirish. V'yafal pish zeh karka shebal lahoyin alav ziburis. Even if he's talking about ziburis, not mesmachlokas, Rashbam and the Ritva. What if he's testifying about ziburis? The Rashbam would say, okay, that's fine. Who would want ziburis? The Ritva says, no. Maybe he would want ziburis sometimes. V'avav b'shazak karka shemal lahad alav ziburis. V'idach z'tishayir hu idis. O behefich. Mishum dezimnin nichalei b'ziburis tuvim e'idis purta. Sometimes people want A instead of B. V'avav b'shayin dino b'idis. Mikol makom zerotze l'kayim lo hakol b'shus loveh. Ulayis ratze. Right, we had earlier a different halacha in a totally different context. That when it comes to properties, a lot of it is subjective. A lot of it is what you want. And therefore, even if it's a worse land objectively, but there are a lot of other things that go into it. Remember, we discussed this back in the sugis of Ona'a. In the fourth parak of Bat Metzia, we discussed Ein Ona'a Lekarkos, and the three-way machlokas Rishonim. What exactly does that mean? Ein Ona'a Lekarkos. Rashi says that's very, very limited. Ein Ona'a Lekarkos. Right, in terms of if it's exactly a six, more than a six, and very limited pshat. Rabbi Tob says it's Ein Ona'a Lekarkos up until 100%. If it's 100%, then there's a na'ah even by karka. Both Rashi and Beit Tam both have an approach limiting the principle of Eino Na'ah L'Karkos. But the Rambam and the Rif and others say ain on alach hakos, period. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how much I overpay or cheat, in quotes, the other person. Ain on alach hakos. Why? Because the Nemuki Yosef says in the first paragraph of Baba Kama, because you can't really put a price tag on real estate. You know, sometimes it goes way up, sometimes it goes way down, because there's a lot of other factors that go into it. And therefore, what's good for you is not good for me, and I'll pay more and you'll pay less. So therefore, says the Nebuka Yosef there, explaining the Rambam and the Rif, that it wouldn't be considered ona in that case. There's a similar idea here, says the Ritva. Right, you can't testify about any type of land, because any of that might be a nogea b'davar. Tosfos also has another pshat here. He says maybe it's just based on the tircha. You don't want to be matriach in Venira, in the middle of Tosfos, kablan. He says, the hainu time at the kablan enu mei, the love. Ava gav de islay arachriti, even if he has other lands. Mishum de tricha le milsa, le mekem ale bedina, vidaina. It's a tircha for me to go to court. Ukshiu lo love karkos harbe lo yigve hamal ve min a kablan. Right? If you have property, it's not going to come to me. So I'm a nogea bedavar, even not a financial nogea bedavar. A tircha nogea bedavar. And that also might be considered hana. So that's an interesting day in Tosfos. Doesn't have to be financial benefit. Any type of benefit. Headaches type of benefit. Less headaches. Again, if this is about a chashash b'shaker, then why should it be limited to financial? Any type of benefit that I might get, you know, that might be good enough to make me lie. Maybe even more. People are more worried about getting headaches at tircha than saving some money. Therefore, that's Tosfos pshat. If the lova has more, the malva won't come to me, and therefore, it would serve my best interests. Okay, so those are the four lines in the brisa: the regular arev, the malve, the lokeach rishon, and the kablan. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Uman ein lo chazaka. Rabbi Yochanan says, Uman, as we had in the Mishnah, ein lo chazaka, ben Uman yesh lo chazaka. But the son of the Uman has a chazaka. What does that mean? If the Ben Uman, well, we'll have to see exactly. The Gemara will explain. So, Aris Ein lo chazaka, Ben Aris Yesh lo chazaka. As we've said, Aris and the Uman, both of them don't have a chazaka because they are wont to get properties from, or items from other people. And therefore they can't build a chazaka on it because they wouldn't be Edim that they got it be'isser. But their children, yesh lo chazaka, because they are not limited by their father's limited claim. Right? The Ritva says here again, even though, says the Ritva, the kamash malan, what's the chiddush of these lines? Afilu bali adam mitoch yuridas avihen, shemes mitocho v'avihen yorad bershus. Their father was the Uman. So their father got it as an Uman. So you should say maybe that this is limiting the sons because, you know, what, they're going to be machzikit? No. Kivan t'inu gufayo lo yardu b'shus, yesh lem chazaka, hey machmas atzman, hey machmas aviyem, b'migo de machmas atzman. Right, because, again, 3 years, or if it's an item, if you see at all, if I'm not the Uman, it's not that the son is the Uman, I'm not an Uman, and I still have it, and you're quiet, so that creates a chazaka if you're not moche. Gazlan u ben gazlan, ain lo chazaka. But the son of a gazla doesn't have a chazaka. As we'll see why that is. Ben bino shel gazlan yesh lo chazaka. But a grandson might have a chazaka, as we will see. So now the Gemara discusses, hey chidami, what exactly is the case? In all these cases, idasu bitanate davuon, if they're coming, and they're claiming exactly what their father would have claimed. Meaning, they're saying, my father was an Uman, and you gave it to him to work. My father was an Aris. So then, for sure, it should not work. They should be no better than their father. They're claiming the same thing that their father claimed. So, and if they're not claiming what their father, they're saying something, I don't have anything to do with my father, you know, and I bought it from you. So, Afilu ben Gazla Nami. So why should the son of a Gazla be worse? He didn't steal it. So if they're both not claiming what their father claimed, why shouldn't it be good? So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, right, you need it for the following case. The Rashbam explains, they are coming, b'tayna davuhon. They are coming, fourth wide line in the Rashbam. Tekasu b'tayna davuhon. But what's the case? Ukada amri edim b'faneinu hodelo. But there are edim that say that the ma'arer was moded to the father that he sold it to him. That's the case. Right, well, we'll get to that. The Gemara is going to explain. We've got the Amarai Befanenu, Hodelam Arala Vietchel Elisha Machavahem. So, says the Gemara, Hanach, these first two cases, by the Aris and by the Uman, Ikal Meimar, Kushta Ka'amri. So why, if there are Edim that say that the Balabayis admitted to these people, there's no reason for him to lie, and therefore we trust the Edim that he sold it, and that's it. But hi, but by the son of the Gazlan, Avagav de Odinami lo mehemin, right? Even if he would admit to the Gazlan and say, oh, I sold it to you, that's not true. Maybe that's not true. Maybe he just did that because he was scared of the Gazlan. Mitok pachad, the Rashbam says. And therefore you cannot trust that Hoda'ah, even if there were Edim to it. Kid Rav Kahana, like Rav Kahana says, Tam Rav Kahana, Ilav de Odile, Havimamtile, Lachar Milashachvar. You know, this Gazlan is such a low life, so to speak, that, you know, if you don't give it to me, you know, I'll just give it to the authorities. I'll just give it away. So the guy wants his property back. So maybe if I sell it to you and I'm nice to you, so then eventually I'll get it back. So therefore the Hoda'ah, even in front of Edim, that I sold it to you would work by the Aris and by the Uman, but would not work by the Gazlan. If you look in the Ritva has a different girsa here. The Ritva has a different girsa here. The Ritva here says, girsa, he quotes the Rashbam's girsa, then he quotes his own girsa. He says, "Girsa Rashbam, lo tzricha da amri edim befanenu hodelo upirish." As we explain, shabo edim shebefanenu hodelo amarer la avien shel elu shebedin omed betocha. And therefore, there's a difference between the ben aris and the ben uman. The Ritva does not like that. Ve'eno nachon. I don't think that's true. To my high, to kamar ikal meimar kushta kamar. Right? What do you mean? Ikal meimar edim yarshim im ha'yitonim koshke didu lotani el yarashne. What? If there are edim that's saying beferish, right? What's the chiddush? So he says, Alahachi garsinan. No, there's a different pshat. Not bif amri edim bifanenu hodelo. But kagon to amru bifanenu hodelo. Pirish de amru elu habanim bifanenu hodela avinu shebedin maksigwa. The children say, not the edim say, the children say that he admitted in front of us. Not that the edim say that he admitted in front of us. That's the Ritva's Girsa, and then he continues, V'yim tomar, the hoda b'faninu below edim, mai mahanya, tatzorach lomar, atem edai. But if the children say, oh, he admitted, so why would that work? They weren't appointed edim, right? They don't say atem edai. Answer, inami she'omrim, elu b'faninu hoda b'fnei edim amar atem edai. No, there were other edim there, they're not here now. But he admitted in front of us that this was his, but that it was the children that are talking. Inami, and therefore you trust the children of the Aris and the Uman and not the Gazlan. Inami, kol shehode kamoser dvar of Ein Tzorach Lomar Atemidai. You don't always need Atemidai. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, different pshat, but either way, the issue here is that it's the children that are saying he admitted in front of us. The Ritva, though, here brings up, interesting, Lishitaso, his own Shita issue of Atemidai. What did I die? Do I have to, if there are Edim in front of witnessing something I do I have to appoint them? What if there are just two witnesses that are witnessing what's going on? Do I have to, they're not my shlichim. Do they have to be appointed? Atem edais? That's based on a Gemara in Kiddushin and a Ritva in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin seems to say, you do not need Atem edai. The Gemara seems to say, beferish, that you don't need Atem edai. Mem gimel amen aleph. The Gemara says, towards the bottom of the Amud, Elameata, the machlok is about Shliach Nasa'ed, right? If the Shliach comes, could he wear two hats? My time at the Vera, why would you say a Shliach cannot become an aid? Elema Mishum Delo Omerle Havili aid. Is it because he wasn't appointed an aid? He's a Shliach. Elameata, Kidish Isha Bifne Shnayim. Velo Omerle Metemidai. Hachanami Dolavi Kedushe. The Gemara asks rhetorically, if you get married and you don't say to the aid of Metemidai, you can say it doesn't work? Of course it works! So Elam Arav, and it continues. But what do you get from that rhetorical statement? It sounds clearly that you don't need a temedai. You don't need to be appointed by marriage. Says the Ritva on that Gemara. No. That's only if there are no relatives in the audience. If there are no relatives in the audience, and then you don't need a temedai, because really everybody can be Edim. But if there are relatives in the audience, therefore you could say Nimsa Echad Karov Apostle, you might ruin the whole group, and therefore you would need a temedai. Says the Ritva, Mihu, there, Kedushin Mem Gimel, Kol Hecha Sheish Ba'oso Ma'amad Ksherim Upsulim, Okrovim, where every wedding has Ksherim Upsulim. Tzorech liyached edei hakidushin. De'ilo, kivan, de'ika, et pasol b'neihem, edus kulan b'teila. That is the what the Ritva holds. V'avagav damrina l'mechse asina. Even though they say that, you know, we're not interested in being edim, we just came to see the wedding. Haynu b'dinin n'mamanis b'dinin n'fashas. She'ein edusim eskayem esan shabon l'bezdin. Unbelievable. The Ritva is getting into three or four different shasugyas. We know there are two different types of edim. There's edei birur and edei kiyum. Edei birur are edim levarer hadavar, edim that are there l'raya shabo. So I will testify afterwards that this occurred, and I'll be a raya. But then there are edei kiyum. What are edei kiyum? B'mekayme davar akasam adaber. What does that mean? If I'm not here, the event didn't take place. I'm not just here to prove that it happened afterwards. But if I'm not here, if I get married, not in front of edim, even if there's a video camera, I didn't get married, halachically. It doesn't matter if I know what happened. You need edei kiyum, edim l'kayim adavar. Says the Ritva, chiddush gadol, it's a chiddush agabe chiddush. Number one, if the yedisei sechel karav apostle, by the wedding. Number two, if by this apply, the whole gemara is only by the whole topic of becoming an aid only when you come to Bezdin, is only by Dina Mamadis and Dina Nefashis, where there are Edei Birur. But by Edei Kiyum, you become an aid right when you witness. Because after all, that's the whole purpose of why you're there. And therefore, you have to exclude everybody else. You have to make sure you are the witnesses, and the other people are not the witnesses. The Ein, let me read the Lashon. V'shasri lo chashiva edus, aval hacha b'kidushin Ein ha'edus ba'wa ames ha'davar bilvad. Even if there's a video camera, Edom Kodesh is below Edus. The Eile Kiddushin Kiyum below Edus. V'xeris HaKosavu. V'kivin Tekein Shas Maisa Hushas Edusan. Kach Hore Rabbeinu Nero Halacha Lamaisa. And then he quotes Vein Das Kol Mefarshim V'roi LaHachmir. This is the sugya of Edei Kiyum, and this is why certain Masadri Kiddushin make the Chassin specify, you know, are these your Edim, and Rav Soloveitchik mentioned to the exclusion of everyone else, all different Lashonos, but it all comes from this Ritva in Kiddushin Mem Gimel. It's quoted, I think, in the Pisrei Tshuva. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva at the beginning of that Simen about the Edis for Kiddushin, but here he alludes to it. According to his Girsa, it's not that the Edim are saying that the father, the Baal HaBayis admitted in front of us, but is that the children are saying that he admitted in front of us, and then the Ritva gets into, what if there was no appointment of the Edim? But either way, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is Mechalik between the Ben Aris and the Ben Uman versus the Ben Gazlan. Right? But the Ben Gazlan, a person, Baal HaBayis, would admit to a Gazlan even though he's not truthful. Even though he's not really admitting, because it's like a moda. He's not, he just wants to save his property. Period. Amar Rava, pa'amim shafilu ben benoshal gazlan nami in lo chazaka. Sometimes even the grandson of the gazlan, in lo chazaka. Heichida amita katan, de ka'asi, betanasi, de abadavua. As we said earlier, right? If he's coming with the exact same taina of his grandfather, my grandfather stole it, then I'm still on the property. Okay, so then you're no better than the grandfather. The Rashbam here has another girsa, but he quotes this girsa and says it's also right. So we'll just go with our girsa, the one that we have. Period. Hey chidami gazlan. What exactly is the case of gazlan that he's not going to have a chazaka? What, a gazlan forevermore is never going to have a chazaka in property because he's known as a gazlan? Is it limited to a specific property? Is it a specific person? So what exactly is the case? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kigon shehuchzik al sada zu begazlanusa. Right? You were muchzak on this property as a gazlan. Al sada zu. Rashbam, six lines from the bottom. Ubahahu sada hu de ein lo chazaka. It's very limited. In this field, you're a gazlan in this field. Aval bishar sada yesh lo chazaka. But on other properties, you know, create a chazaka. It's not in the gavra. It's in this field, right? But who saw this? Says the Rashbam. If you look in the Ritva or Rabbeinu Yonah to emphasize, even what about other properties from this same Baal HaBayis, from the same Marakama? You can at least limit it to this field. That's it. And if he's on, I'm a known gazlan on this field from you. So if I have another one, I'll be trusted for that one. It's the same guy, the same people involved. Says the wrong Ritva, says the Ritva. He says, V'afilu yarad min apam arishona mitocha bebezdin v'chazav hechzikba. She said, Muchzaku lios chomda v'gozla. V'halo yare ilimchos bo basada zuki v'shasaneina ba. The Ritva first expands. This field that you can never create a chazaka on, even if, let's say the guy took you to court and you gave it back, and then 5 years later you're machzik it again, and you say the guy sold it to me. No. This field and you will never be able to create a chazaka, right? Even if you gave it back. That's the Ritva. The guy either isn't going to be moche because he's scared of you, or everybody knows that you stole it from me, so I'm not interested in being moche again. But says the Ritva, this field, but forever this field, will never be able to create a chazaka. The efshar haya lafari shuchzak b'kach shaloshanim avalo pirish kein rabbeinu. Umihu, he says, gazlan zeh dafke besada zu ein lo chazaka. Ha besados achiros da'alma v'afilu shel ma'ar er zeh yesh lo chazaka. So it's only this field, but it's forever this field, but any other field, even for the same marakama, he would be able to create a chazaka. What the tour discusses, what if we know the guy did tshuva? What if we know the guy changed his life, and then 10 years later he has this field? You still wouldn't trust him? Says the tour, V'yesh Omrim, Kuf Memtes, Shema Dover Yadua, Sha'asa Tshuva Gemura, Ne'eman. Some say that if he did tshuva Gemura and it's known, he's Ne'eman, Afal Pi She'ein Edim, Sheheshiv Zehakarka, Ne'eman Lomar Hechzartiv Lacha, V'kanisi Mimcha Acharkach. If he knows he did tshuva and he admits to it, so then I gave it back and I bought it back from him. This is not like Uman that doesn't have a chazaka. There you know, he got it to work with and there's no way to get out of that. That's the Deya in the Torah, and the Torah himself says, "Umistavra she'en lechalik." I don't like that chiluk though. Kiva chuchzak like gazlon shuv eino neman. Right, this field is off limits. Even if you become the gadol adar, this relates to, doesn't exactly, but it's similar to the what's the Torah saying? Do we really know for sure the guy did tshuva? It looks like he did tshuva. He probably did tshuva, but Bezdin Shalmata generally cannot act based on tshuva, right? This is the Noda Bihuda that we like to quote Rosh Hashanah time. Noda Bihuda has a tshuva in Badur HaKama, or Arachayim Simon Lamed Hey, where he discusses, there was a terrible story about a within family of mother-in-law and a son-in-law that were being mezana for 3 years, and after 3 years he comes and asks Noda Bihuda, what can I do to do tshuva? What can I do to do tshuva? First, there's two parts to the tshuva. Number one, is he ne'eman? Is one aid ne'eman to aser? That's the whole beginning of the sugya, of the tshuva. But the second half of the tshuva is, okay, how do I do tshuva for this? So the Bihuda says, come on, you're asking me something that is not halachic. Right? He says, even if you would fast the days of Mishushalach, I can't say it's going to be enough tshuva, as the Bihuda says. He says, "Hiksha lishol mimeni derek kasha sheini ragil leheshiv ashoal mimeni sheilu b'davar shelo uchalimso shorish b'divrei gemara v'poskim kilo matzinu b'chol haTalmud mispar hataanios yamim charutzim b'ksuvim l'kol chet v'ashma." What, every avera? The Gemara doesn't go through a tshuva is. The Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Balei HaTosfos used to talk about how many fasts and how many tortures. We don't do that anymore, says the Noda Bihuda. But in that tshuva, he discusses the Lumdish idea of why isn't there tshuva accepted for Chayvi Mises Bezdin? What if somebody is Bechal Shabbos, Bimezid, with Edim, Hasra, everything is Bechal Shabbos? And then all of a sudden he has a change of heart. And for the next 10 years, you know, he becomes the Gadol Adar, and he sits and learns, and he does chesed, he becomes unbelievable! He inspires people, and he becomes the Rosh Yeshiva. And then Edim get around to testifying about him, and bringing him to court, and going through... And it comes out, he was Bechal Shabbos. What's the halacha? It's Chayiv Misa. What happened? What about tshuva? Why can't Bezdin Shalmata work with tshuva? So there are various answers given to that question. The Maharal has an answer. Bezdin Shalmata is only there to punish infractions. They're not there to reward, you know, good behavior, right? They're like the cops, right? You made a great right. A cop never pulled me over and said, that was a great right turn. Here's $50. Right? It's never happened. I'm still waiting. But, you know, they're not there for that. They're there only if I did something wrong. So do we have tshuva as a mitzvah saying? That's not in Bezdin's purview. That's not in their authority. But the Noda Bihuda himself says, well, how do we ever know? How do we know what's inside a person's mind? What they do on the outside? Okay, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about tshuva. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can know what state a person's in, and therefore we don't have that ability. Gzeras HaKasev, he says, "Vadavar Yipola Kivan Shevadei Atshuva Mo'ila Lama Yumas V'Naki V'Tzadik Al Tarog Elavadei Gzeras HaKasevu Shilmalei Kain Balu Onshei Torah Bechlalom Ein Adam Shumas Mebezer Kiyomar Chatasi V'Hinani Shav." Right? It's going to ruin the whole system. Everybody's going to say, I did tshuva. The kivish HaKadosh Baruch Hu ratza litein onish misal ksas avonos kadeshi yisyari adam milavar nachotsu shloto ala tshuva. Right? He's saying, even if we would know, theoretically. But the deeper idea behind what he's saying is that you never know. A person could just say that then and get out of it. Okay, either way, that might also be behind the tour's idea here. Even if somebody does tshuva, in quotes, he still would not be able to create a chazaka on this piece of land. Okay, that is all number one. What's the gazlan? He was chuchzak al sadazu big gazlanusa. V'rav chizda amar, second, kigon de beis ploni, shibhargin nefashos al iske mamon. Right, somebody who is part of a mafia family. Right, the Rashbam says, "Anshei Rishoim Hayu, Shahayamakir Bohen Rav Chizda, Shahargin Nefashos Liskei Mamon." These to kill people. Ein Lam Chazaka B'Shum Karka Ba'Olam. Not specifically this Gaza for this Karka. This family can never create a Chazaka, right? Because nobody's going to be Moche against them. Right, they don't want to get involved. And the Rashbam just ends off a Kaimel and Bitravayu. Right, we hold like both of them. There's no Machlokas here. They're both true. Good. Vayter Tana Rabbanon. Uman ein lo chazaka. If an uman, as we said in the Mishnah a few days ago, and here, an uman cannot create a chazaka because he got it as a worker. Yared me umnaso, yesh lo chazaka. But if he stopped being an uman, Rashbam and Tosfos say, and after he stopped being an uman, then he got the item, then he can create a chazaka. Right? Meaning, to contrast to, let's say, Goslin, there's no way to get out of it regarding this piece of land. Even if you want to do tshuva, maybe. But when it comes to an uman, if you stop practicing, so then it's fine. Fine, yesh lechazaka. Right, first line of Tosfos. Matzino lefarish me'osan kelem shenasan lo li'achar shiyar me'um naso. It's not that stuff that you got while you were a worker, and then you decide, you know, that stuff you originally got as an uman, so you can't get out of that. Aris ein lechazaka, yar me'aris osa yesh lechazaka, same thing. An aris cannot create a chazaka, but if he's no longer an aris, he can. Ben shechalak the isha shenizgarsha hari kishar kol adam. Remember we said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said family members cannot create a chazaka in their own family's property because they share things. Right, a parent and a child and a parent, a husband and a wife. So ben shechalak. What does ben shechalak mean? He separated. Rashbam fourth to last line. Hiflig me'aviv. Ve'ein samach od al shulchano. Right, a son gets married, goes out of the house, nasa isha, so ben shechalak, so he's no longer part of the family. The isha shenis garsha, or a woman gets divorced. Harei kishar kol adam, right? So they're like everybody else; they're not related anymore. Says the gemara, bish lema ben shechalak itzrich. So what's the chiddush? They're not family anymore. So what's the chiddush? A ben shechalak itzrich. I might have thought that a ben shechalak could not create a chazaka. Salkadai the chamina achule achil gabei. You might think that the father is just being mochel. I'm letting my son stay here, but I'm not giving him the land. So you might think a person can be mochel, but that would not create a chazaka. Right? Sakada the chamina achuli achel gabe kamash malan delo kamash malan. No, he could, even a son could create a chazaka here. And if the father wanted it, he should have said something. Eliisha should isgarsha pshita, but a woman should isgarsha pshita. Right? Rather, Rashbam says cheskas sonin zeedze. Right, people get divorced. They're probably not on the best of terms in most cases. Rachmana litzlan, so pshita. So what's the chiddush? We'll get back to those 2 points. Lo tzricha b'megureshes v'ena megureshes ukid Rebbe Zeira. Maybe the chiddush is in a case of suffik gerushin. In a case of suffik gerushin, right? A man throws his wife a get. Not sure if it was karov to her, karov to him, and then it burns up. One of those cases from Mizakas Gittin. So in that case, suffik megureshes, he still has to support his wife. So in that case, ukeder Rabbi Zeira, to Amr Rabbi Zeira, Amr Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, Amr Shmuel, kam makom she Amru chachamim mugureshes ve'enim mugureshes, bala chayev b'mizonoseha. The bala still chayev in her mizonos. And therefore what? The husband left a property in her hands so she could eat from the peros. So you might think there it's not a chazaka because he's just letting her eat. Kamash v'lan, it is a chazaka. Why? Look at the Rashbam. First Sydney line, Kamash Mandavi Chazaka. It's still a Chazaka. I maybe he's just letting you eat the fruit. Kivan, the Hischil Bagarishin, who sonila, lo yichila karka lamazonoseha. Ki betarach yitin lamazonos betimsum kshechaivu bezim. He'll give little by little. He's not going to just say, yeah, take whatever you want. Right? And if he does that, so then you have to say that he must be being mochel her the field, and she created a chazaka, and he should have been mocha if he had other plans. Okay, a lot of different sugyas come up along the way over these past few lines. Let's go one by one. First, we can't not say the gra that we always like to say, right? The gra and the story of the gra. The gra was once traveling during his times of galus on Artsos Europa. Right, Be'isha Yotza Marana Hagra Legalus. I'm reading from the Prinim Shulchan Hagra, and he stayed next to a Balabayas Muflag Batora, and the guy realized that he was the amazing Gaon, and he brings out a chumish. He says, and he sees on his chumish, Harol Afanim Hashikazav Aviv Hamanoach. The host's father had died many years earlier, and the side of the chumish, but in Parshas Bereishis, it says Gushanak. Gimel Vav Ayin Shin Alef Nun Kuf Gushanak, and he says, I've always asked people who come into my house. I have no idea what this means. What's Gushanak? And the Gra says, no problem. Gushanak stands for Gadol V'Samuch Al Shulchan Aviv Nikra Katan. What does that mean? If you have an older person that still relies on the parents for financial support, that's called a katan. Right, if somebody is financially independent, they've left the father, like our Gemara is talking about, ben shechalak, then they're considered independent. How do you know that? The sun and the moon. That's why it's written in Bereishis. Because the moon is called katan, b'kamor hakatan, because it derives its light from the sun. The sun is called independent because it has independent light. That's Gushana. That's where this comes from. You go by independent or non-independence, that's the gra, and he got what Gushanak is. Amazing. That's number one. Number two is the idea of sonin zedzeh, right? In the case of a gerush, it's an interesting line in the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham, there are two sources that discuss all of birchas ha-mitzvos and why certain mitzvos we don't make a bracha on and certain mitzvos get bracha afterwards. There's different rules and regulations for why so many mitzvos we don't have brachas on. So there's the Tshuva, the Rashba, and Simin Yud Ches, and here in the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham talks about why is there no bracha on gerushin, right? Many different mitzvos that don't get a bracha. So he says, Ein mevarchin al gerushin desanui hamishalayach. Number one, it's not something that we look forward to. The Gemara says the end of Gittin. It's a tragedy. V'isba avera, and often it's not always done in the best ways. V'im nafshach lomar livrach al hanach nashi de mitzvah lagarshan v'lesbu avera, I som gerushin. You know, our kofin, kofin oso hachem or rotsani, or mishasasa esershanim v'lo yalda, lo plug rabbanam begerushin. De gazruhani atuhani. There's no bracha on certain cases of the mitzvah that you don't make a bracha on any. Then he talks about many other mitzvahs as well. It's a fascinating shuva if you've never gone through the Abu Draham. It's in here, the beginning of the Sefer, page Yud Ches, Yud Tes Chaf, goes through all the mitzvahs, and we get a window into so many mitzvahs. Reasons why you don't make a bracha on Shiluach HaKan. He says it's a mitzvah baba vera, according to his shita. Why? Because you're sending away. He says, what do you mean? The Torah says to do it. He talks about other reasons. Arifas peter chamor, tifte v'seh. Because you should give it to the ka, you should use the chamor. Sreifas nosar. V'yalkul anumay the domilum, mishudavim mitzvah b'averlom v'richin alay. There's many different reasons. Either way, that's the gerushin sani and mishalech. Also, finally, the other point, which we don't have time to get into now, is the one line of here, the Rashbam. What did the Rashbam say? Well, since the gerushin started and they have this relationship, he shouldn't allow her to have anything. When exactly does the gerushin start? We discussed at length in Seder Nashim the difference between marriage and divorce. And in halacha, marriage is at one moment. One moment in time. Hariyah Mekudeshesli, that's the marriage. Gerushin is a process. But there are some even tanoim, we learned in Gittin, Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Ches, that right when the decision is made, certain halachas kick in. Ein la peros. There's an issur for husband and wife to live together after the decision is made. Right? It's a whole process. And that's related to the fact that gerushin is balkarcha on a daraisa level. Again, it's all connected. We discussed the Rashbam in Baba Basra. Later on, we'll get to it in the Kuf Mems. About a husband who has in mind to divorce his wife. Does he have to do Yerusha and Avelus, the Amshel Shlomo? It's different though, we'll get to that, but that's important in terms of his global gerushin. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna, Kulan Sheviu Raya, Rayasan Raya. All of these people that bring a Raya, that this is their property, Ashtar Mechira or Edi Mechira, then their Raya is a Raya. It's obviously, it's not a Chiddush. Umamidin Sadeh B'yadon. Gazlan Shevi Raya, Ein Raya So Raya. But not a Gazlan. Gazla cannot bring a raya. Ve'ein mamid an sadeh biyado. Right? And we're not mamid the sadeh in his hands. The Rashbam says, unless he gave money. If he could prove that he gave money to the seller, then it is going to be a good raya. We're not going to get this. This is on tomorrow's daf. Why? Because we paskin like Rav Huna, tluya v'zavin zvini zvini. Means if somebody's forced to sell something, even if they're forced to sell it, we assume they have Gemira's Das at the end of the day, and therefore it would work. So if there are Edim that he gave money, so then it would work. But this is talking about where, no, let's say there's Edim that he was Modeh. My Kamashlan, what's the Chiddush? That if there are eight, generally Raya, it works, but a Gazlan it wouldn't work. We learned it in Maseches Gittin, Tanina. Lakach mi Sikri Kon. If somebody bought property from a Sikri Kon, so like a bandit that stole from other people. The Chazav Lakach mi Balabayis. And then I went to the Balabayis and he also sold it to me. Mechobatel. That doesn't work. Maybe the Balabayis are just scared of the Sikri Kon. That's why he's admitting that he's going to sell it to you. But he doesn't really mean it. So do here. We know that a Gazlan cannot bring a Raya because we say that the guy's just admitting because he wants to get it back eventually. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? Lafuki mi de Rav. The Chiddush is even to go against Rav. The Amar Rav. Rav says, Lo Shana, when do we say that if you buy it from the Sikri Kohn, from the bandits, and then you buy it from the owner, Lo Shana, Elo de Amar Le Le Chazeku Kni. If he says, go, take it, that's what doesn't work. Avo Bishtar Kana. But Rav says, if he actually wrote a shtar, so then that's going to be kona. So kamash v'lan kiddush Shmuel. So that's what the chiddush here is of Rav Nachman, that even that doesn't work. Right? To Omar, apishtar nami lo kana. No, even if he wrote a shtar, even that. Maybe he's just writing it because he doesn't want to cause the gazlan to get upset. Acha yichtov achrayis nechasim. Unless he writes achrayis, not that if it's taken from you, I'm going to pay you back, because that the Sikri Kohn is not machped on, and therefore that would be going too far, and if that happens, it must be that he's telling the truth. For Rav Bibi, Messiah, but Meshvedar of Nachman, Rav Bibi finishes this discussion about the Gazlan in the name of Rav Nachman, Karka ein lo, avo ma'os yeshlo. This is arguing on Rav Huna that we just said, Tzluy of his oven, Zvini Zvini. This is like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman argues. What does Rav Nachman say here? That only Karka, the Gazla does not get back, the guy doesn't get back, Avo Mos Yeshlo. But Mos, he would get. What does that mean? Look at the fifth Y line in the Rashbam. Karka Ein Lo Le Gazlan. Kemosh Amayno, Ema Midim Sada Biyado. If the Gazlan brings proof, he doesn't get the Karka back. Avo ma'os, if the Gazlan had paid money for the field, he does get that back. We just said before that no, he doesn't get it back because the deal stands. But Rav Nachman argues on that. Rav Nachman says, no, you wouldn't give the karka to the Gazlan, but you'd give his money back. This is all only if the Edim say, in front of us, he counted out the money and gave it to him. But if the Edim just say the guy admitted to the Gazlan that he sold it to him, that it's his, that does not work, kid the Rav Kahana. As we had Rav Kahana on Amar Aleph, to Amar, Ilav, to Odile, Havimamtile, Lidide, Velachamre, Lashachvar. If I don't admit to him and I'm not nice to him, he's just going to give it away to the authorities. So therefore, if he just says it's yours or Amoda, that doesn't work. But if he says, if the Edim saw the Gazlan pay, then Rav Nachman says the Gazlan could get his money back. But Rav Huna would say, which tomorrow's Gemara starts off with, that even that, he doesn't get anything back, because in that case it works. If he actually sees the money that was paid, that works. This is an issue of ones mamon. If somebody is ne'enas for mamon, is that called an ones, or is that called something different than ones, right? Let's say the Shulchan Aruch discusses, what if somebody's in the middle of a business deal, and they don't want to lose the deal, and they're doing the deal, and they do the deal, and they consciously miss davening mincha. Is that called ones, or is that called mezin? Nafkamina kidyav tashlumen. Right? Ones mamon. Is that called ones or not? So the Truma Sadeshim, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, says, it's okay. It's called ones. Not that you should do it. It should never be done. But that's called ones. Ones mamon is like that too. That's number one. You don't have to, it can still be called ones. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses, again, let's say somebody, this is the first tshuva in the Igros Moshe, but it's also here, in Or HaChaim, Dalet Beis. If somebody could only get a job, if he doesn't wear the yarmulke to the interview. And then, he seems like he'll be able to wear the yarmulke, but just to get the job. So again, this is different than, this was written in 1974. Right, Ramosha's tshuvas then, and Bisman Azeh, where there are yarmulkes all over. But again, one might say, every age and stage of history, you have to see what the metzias is. But Ramosha says, Me'ikar Hadin, as we said, Ones Mamon has certain flexibility, and to lose your job because you can't wear a yarmulke, me'ikar adin, you don't have to. Right, you don't have to. Even though he says, you know, it's best, and I would add this manazeh, where there are so many places that, you know, choices, so then maybe that shouldn't be a place. That one goes, but again, that's not, there's no psak here, depending on the context and the person, v'chulu. He says at the end, and don't tell me like the Taz says, that it's chukos ha'akum. Chukos ha'akum, that people always take off their hats and their head coverings when they go. No, nobody does that bizman hazeh. People only wear hats because they're cold, and people don't wear hats ever. And therefore he says, there's no issue of chukos ha'akam in this regard. It's just an issue of going to Al-Adamas without one's head covered, begili rosh, and therefore it will be called an onis. But again, that relates to this sugya. That's really the main sugya, is going to start with Tzuliyah V'Zavin on the next daf. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The next two dafim, B'ed Hashem, will be put up from for the next cycle, Shabbos and Sunday. I'll give B'ed Hashem again on Monday. But the next two, Memches and Memtes, will put up from the last cycle. Okay, we'll stop here.